It's Monday, June 20th, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh boy, what a fun way to open up this here episode of the show. A cover of the golden oldie, Hang On Sloopy by the McCoys. That's a song I grew up listening to because I grew up listening to K-Love, 98.7 K-Love. It was the oldie station in Dallas, which when I was a kid played 40s, 50s, and some 60s music. And the last time I was in Dallas played like 90s music or something. I guess that's what happens with oldie stations. They change with the times.
98.7 KLUV Dallas.
Anyway, that Golden Oldie cover was by Golden. That's a band from Brooklyn, New York, who I've never played on the show before, but I'm playing for the first time on this episode, which is actually true of all the bands on this particular episode of the show. I've never played any of them on the show before, so you have that to look forward to. It's like the polar opposite of my last episode, which is just like a bunch of old old bands. This is all new bands that I've never played. I'm like a bistable switch when it comes to bands on the show. I'm just like, on, off, you gotta pick. And this episode's all new. So yeah, that was Golden. She's got a bunch of releases. She's from Brooklyn and really into that version of Hang On Sloopy. Speaking of things from the New York metro area, how about Day Away from Queens? We're going to hear a couple songs by Day Away. First, a self-titled single, Day Away. That's the song by the band from the single, Day Away. And then we're going to hear another song by her called Cool Water. Both are super delightful dream pop goodness, perfect for, I guess, a dream pop day at the beach. So without further ado, Day Away with Day Away, and then Cool Water right here on The Sounds in My Head.
Come back.
Okay, let's get caught up. After Day Away, I played three songs by a band from Nashville, Tennessee called Yacht Club, spelled Y-O-T Club. The songs we heard were Can't Celebrate and You Don't Know Me, both with incorrect spellings throughout. From their EP called Off the Grid, and then just before I started talking, we heard a cover of Strange by Galaxy 500. You had me at Galaxy 500, Yacht Club. I'm a big fan, obviously, of all things Dean Wareham, including Galaxy 500, and that version of Strange I thought was just delightful, so I had to put it on the show as long as I was putting on other Yacht Club music, and I thought those songs were super good, so I hope you liked them as well. Speaking of things that are good, how about Partner Look? It's a band from Melbourne, Australia. We're going to hear a couple songs by them. First, a title track. It's called Partner Look. And then we're going to hear a song called Endless Plains. Both are from this new record of theirs called By the Book. And I think it's pretty good stuff. I particularly like these two songs, but there's others that I contemplated putting on as well. And then there's other songs I don't like as much. But anyway, it's a whole record. You can check it out. It's pretty good stuff. And we're going to hear two songs from it right now. So without further ado, Partner Look from Melbourne, Australia. The two songs Partner Look and Endless Plains right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Got a hold and won't let go. It's big Marley's memory took care of me through my teens. Learned to drive through its veins, watching the sunset over endless plains. It's bigger than a name, oh, and a political game. When the dust kissed by the rain, that smell take away just about any pain. I saw the sun rising over the Pacific on a 737 out of Singapore. I wasn't missing anything specific, but I needed just a little more. I'll claim that it is my own. It's history's black and that I know, but it's the only place that I call home, and it's got a hold and won't let go.
So during this period of easy money, there are consistent warnings it is going to unleash wild amounts of inflation. And it doesn't. If you track, you know, what the Fed understands, what the economics profession understands to be inflation, core inflation, look at the other measures too, until very recently, the pandemic period, it's very stable. But there was a lot of inflation. It was just asset inflation. And we understand asset inflation not as an economic problem. When asset inflation begins to go nuts, we don't report it like we do core inflation, where we say, there's a huge problem happening in the economy. We say, hey, look, the line's going up. Everybody's getting richer. Right. And so what happens now is that you have the pandemic and the Fed goes into unbelievably easy money mode. I mean, they do things that they've never done before. Congress really steps up because Donald Trump, as leader of the Republicans, can get them to spend money, and the Democrats want to spend money. And they spend a ton of money in CARES. They spend a ton of money then later with Joe Biden as president in the American Rescue Plan. But the moment that money begins getting moved directly into the pockets of most people, then you begin to see inflation happen. And the moment inflation begins to happen, then you begin to see the Fed tap on the brakes. And the moment the Fed taps on the brakes, then you see the asset economy pop. And I was mentioning earlier that, you know, assets go up, we look at that and we think, great. You look at core inflation going up, even if some of the reason is wages, and it is immediately treated as a problem. But when we look at this period, as the great tragedy was, we could have functionally been paid to decarbonize the country. We could have functionally been paid to upgrade every school into a palace. We could have functionally been paid to build a lot of things that would have generated returns for a really long time. And instead of doing that, we sloshed money around and subsidized Uber rides for a whole generation of people and Postmate deliveries and crypto bubbles. And we could have built a lot because we had this period of investment opportunity. And I worry that when we look back, we won't just look on at this as a bubble. We'll look at it as a miss. That there was a period of easy choices when we could have made great investments. And now we're going into a period of hard economic choices where it's going to be a lot harder to make investments that are still needed. right, let's get caught up one last time. That was two songs in a row by a band from Austin, Texas, called Sleep Good. They got this new record. It's called Bohemian Groove, and the two songs we just heard were Bombay and New World. I thought they were both pretty strong, so I hope you liked them as well. And I never played them on the show before, but, you know, as with everything else on this episode, looking forward to following what all these bands do and see if I find more good stuff from them in the future. I got a good feeling about this last band, by the way. I'm going to finish up the show right now with a band from Leeds in the UK. She is called Bored at My Grandma's House, which is kind of, I don't know, I find that title, it's funny, Bored at My Grandma's House. It's a funny name for a band, but also, I don't know, maybe it's because my grandparents are, it makes me sad. I'm like, you can't be bored of your, hang out with your grandparents. You still got them. Grandma's probably pretty cool in some weird way. Go talk to your grandma. Anyway, that's a diversion. Anyway, we're going to hear the song Detox. It's a single, and it's pretty great. It kind of goes with Day Away. It's like this great dream pop sound. It's very delightful, and I look forward to even more stuff from Bored at My Grandma's House. But finishing up this year episode of the show with Detox right now on The Sounds of My Head.
We just can't know how to barely live. What is this?
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Sukiyaki, Dominique, and The Girl from Ipanema, all by Frankie Carl, his piano, and orchestra. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, do me a favor, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at soundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, or find playlists of the show in Spotify. There's a season 19 playlist. As all the songs I play in the show that are available in Spotify just dropped into a playlist, so you can listen to them right there without having to listen to me talk. Most of the songs are usually in Spotify, but this episode, that Galaxy 500 Strange cover, that's not in there. Everything else, though. If you want, you can also email me at daniel@soundsinmyhead.com. Always love hearing from you. I will see you again in a couple weeks with an all-new episode of the show.